October 26th, 2016, and we're going to do lesson number 381, and it's called Pillows, Right and Left. It's a really funny title. Pillows being the pillow padding of your toes. So if you could think for a moment that that fluffy stuff, what determines each toe, right? It's kind of like a pillow, right? Like we're not standing on a bone, right? There's some padding there. So that's why it's called Pillows, Right and Left. So in saying that, as you're lying on your back, you're going to start by noticing your shoulder blades, noticing your pelvis, and those four points that we've been placing on your backside. One point behind each shoulder blade, one point behind each buttocks. Connecting those lines to make your rectangle and seeing how your rectangle shows up today. And then after what we just did in standing, as you're lying there, can you draw your attention to the hip joints? Can you sense from the soles of your feet traveling up your legs, I'm going to say where your legs insert into your pelvis? All right, where is that? Sense that. It's really an important landmark. And just to clarify it a little bit better, let's go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Right? So when you bent your knees, right, you bent in your hips. So bring your hands there onto where the hip sockets are. Right? It is not on the side. So, and I'm going to encourage you to bring your fingers a little closer together. I know that it's maybe a little, looking for the right word. Get friendly with yourself. Right? We all just are human and we all have a skeleton and legs and pubic bones and all that. So it's closer in than you think, right? It's not out here, right? It's where the leg bends. If you're not really sure, bring your knee all the way up into your chest. So in more, Barb. And that's it. Get friendly with yourself. You see that? Your fingers suck in. That's much better, right? It's not out on, so Bonnie, you're way too far out. You guys, it's really on the sides of the pubic bone. And you'll feel that's where the bend happens. Okay, right? So that is where the femur, and the femur bone is your thigh bone. It enters inside your pelvis. And the top of the femur bone, right, is round. It looks like a knob. And it's round so that it can move in all directions inside there. Reminds me of an ice cream scoop. Are we good, Lindsay?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Carol, are you good? Okay. Everybody got a good idea of that? Right? Okay. So from here, you're going to lengthen your legs again, lie with your legs long. And most importantly is keep the image. Right? So in the back of your mind throughout this entire lesson, because it's so much to do with your hips, is to think about, okay, where is that place? How do I feel in that place? How do I move from the hip as we progress, okay? So now with the legs long, what we explored last week, if you recall, was the edges of the feet. So I'm gonna have you draw into your awareness now the edges, the outside edges of your feet, and let's actually start with your right foot And in your mind, if you could imagine going down to your right foot, and if you had like a marker in your hand, that you would start to draw from the outside of your right heel, along the edge, coming up to the pinky toe, over to the fourth toe. Right, and as you're doing this, you're sensing the pads, the pillows, right, of the pinky toe, the fourth toe, the middle toe, the second toe, making it over to the big toe, then going down the big toe, the inside part of your right foot, all the way down and back to the heel, and then to circle around. So you've drawn a circle around that right foot. And hopefully what occurs as you do this is that the right foot now really stands out. Spatially, you have a very clear idea of where your right foot is, the size of your right foot, and a sensorial experience of all those toes. You're sensing them. Are we good? So now you're going to do the exact same thing with the left foot. So you're going to start with the left foot, the heel on the outer edge, travel along the outer edge to the pinky toe. From the pinky toe, over the pad of the pinky toe to the fourth toe. From the fourth toe to the third toe. Third toe to the second toe. Second toe to your big toe. And then from your big toe to the inside, along the inside edge, all the way back to the heel to make an entire circle. And now you have the left foot in your thought, in your mind. Now, as we continue, you're going to bring your hands, like you have, Sandy, to your belly to feel your breath and your breathing. So throughout the lesson, you're going to witness and notice what changes with your breath and breathing as we continue working with your toes. If it's best for you to have your knees bent, bend your knees. Okay. Is that easier on your back?
It's just a little bit hard for me to be on my back.
Yeah. So let me get you a blanket. Would that be better? Or you want to just keep moving to your side?
You can just have to go to my side.
That's fine. Or you can have your legs standing. Just okay. All that's good.
Okay,
so from here, as you're witnessing your inhalation and exhalation through your hands, and you're going to keep your hands on your belly, so not down by your pubic area, but more on your belly. So Mary, up by your belly button. Yeah, and let your elbows go wider so your hands can be nice and, just there. Yeah, somewhere like, there. So you're going to go back into your mind and thought. You're going to start with your pinky toes and both feet. And you're going to draw a circle around both feet. From the pinky toe over to the fourth, third, second, big toe, down the inside edge, around the heel, and back out to the pinky toe. And can you draw with both feet, and does that interrupt your breath and your breathing? Now from here, you're going to bring your legs together so that your inner thighs, your knees, and the inside edge of your ankles and big toes touch. So they touch. Continue to observe your breath and your breathing. And now from here, since the inside edge is touching, you're going to start on the outside of the right heel, drawing a line up to the pinky toe, fourth toe, third toe, second toe, big toe, connecting over to the left big toe, and working your way to the pinky toe, the outer edge, down to the heel, underneath the heels to connect the heels with your line. And at the same time, observing your breath and your breathing. Once you have your line completed, you're going to gently and slowly do a movement with both feet. So you can think of the 2 feet almost like in a circle together, that you're going to flex them at the ankle and then let them come back to this starting place. So you don't want to extend. Just flex and return to where you started, keeping the inside edge of the feet together, knees and thighs together. So flex means bending at the ankles towards your face. And then you just let it go. So you don't extend, right? Extending is moving the toes away from you. So I'm going to repeat it again. Don't extend. Only flex. Okay, so you flex and then you let it go, right? So then you also don't just hold it in a flexed position. And as you're doing this, is there any change or interruption with your breath and breathing? How can you flex your feet and then let it go? Beautiful, Lindsay. Flex. Now, some of you are flexing the toes. So you need to be clear, how do you flex in the ankle? So it means the toes aren't moving. The ankle is moving. Another way to think of this is that your heels move away from you, right? So the top part of your foot moves towards your face, the heel moves away. But there's very minimal movement, if any at all, in the toes. You feel the difference? And does that affect your breath and breathing? Sandy, if you need to do it with your feet standing, your back hurting, yeah, so you can stand your feet. Put them together, just everything is the same, and then flex your feet, and then return them. Yeah, is that better for your back? Excellent. Yeah, so if anybody else, you know, in the room needs, if their back is really killing them, okay, and let's pause. And let's have everybody bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Bring the inner edges together, the knees together, just like you were doing. So it's the same movement. Your hands are still on your belly, the front side of you, feeling your breath and your breathing. So again, you're going to flex at the ankles, right? That means you're going to lift the feet, and then they go back to neutral, which is the floor. Right? In some ways, this is a little easier, isn't it, right? Why do you think it's easier? What did we do before when we brought our knees up that I explained about the hips, right? Right, so it's a little easier in the hip joint now. Your hips and feet are very connected. Beautiful. Now see if you can do the movement 3 or 4 times really quick, really fast. Just, that's it, almost like you're tapping them. But remember, keep them together. Beautiful, Barb. Almost to the point it creates a whole vibration. That's it, Bonnie. Keep them together. Faster, Mary, just drop them. Less work on the top of the feet. Just pump, 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 pump. Right? Okay, let it go. Let it all go, straighten your legs, spread them apart, and rest. So if anybody's starting to feel on the tops of their feet some tension, pay attention to that, right? That's telling me and you that you're working really hard on the top of your foot instead of the ankle. Now let's try it again with your legs long. So can you bring your legs together, the inner edge of your feet, and can you flex them and let it go? Now try it, Marlene, without bending the knees. How can you bend your ankle without bending the knee? Right? Is that better, Barb? Yeah. Bend. So again, another way to think of it is that your heels move away from you. Nice, Carol. Right? So there's some of you, and really pay attention to this. This is why we're doing this lesson. There's some of you, when you flex your ankle, you think you need, and it's a distortion, to bend your knees. But really the opposite should be happening. When you flex your feet and your heels move away from you, your knees should actually straighten more. The back of your legs and knees should come closer to the floor. Right, so observe with yourself that. Can you think of the back of the legs coming closer to the floor? Do that first and then flex the feet. Okay, let it all go, rest, breathe. I know, right? Whew, it's hard work with the feet. Poor little puppies down there. So if you can think about for a moment before we continue, that when you flex the foot, that is taking your foot into the standing position. And if you feel the desire to bend the knees, do you understand that you're not in the right place in your hip joint? That's not really standing in your hip. So another way of thinking of it is, as your legs are long there right now, bend your knees a little bit and hold it. Just that much. That's it. What happened to your breathing? Right? Try it again, Marlene. That was excellent. No, not that much, Mary. Barely bend them. That's it, Barb. Feel how much work that is. What happens? Do you feel how you suddenly want to hold your breath? Lot of work, right? Okay, right, so we're teaching your body it doesn't need to do that work. Okay, so like Lindsay, we now get a lie on our side. So you're gonna roll onto your left side. Use your left arm if you want as kind of like a pillow. You're gonna bend your knees for the moment, stack them, and then once they're stacked, you're gonna straighten your right leg. So your right leg is gonna, no, sorry, straight down. Sandy, straight down. Okay, it's a standing leg. So it's not in front of you and it's not behind you. How do you make your right leg line up straight with your pelvis so you're not rolling forward, you're not rolling back, it's straight. Excellent. Yeah, and you can put your right hand on your hip in front of you, you know, wherever you need to balance correctly. But make sure that your pelvis and foot are in a straight line, right? So I don't want you rolling back. I don't want you rolling forward. So when I suggest that, it's a good thing to roll forward and back to find center, just like we did in standing, right? Figure out where center is. And once you're there, you're going to take yourself back down to that foot, just the right foot, and you're going to flex the right ankle. So you flex it and let it go. So again, we're not doing any extension. How do you think of the top part of the foot coming up towards your knee? The heel is like pushing away from you. Now can you feel the back of the leg gets long, right? There's no need to bend the leg, the knee. Is this easier? Why is it easier on your side than when you were on your back, right? Interesting. That's it, Lynn. and make sure you're breathing. So remember, don't extend, just flex and let it go. Excellent. Now I'm going to have you pause for a moment. The next movement's a little tough, so I'm going to describe it before you do it. So you're actually going to now lift your right leg. Don't do it yet, but you will lift it with the foot flexed. You're going to keep it flexed. So that's like a standing leg. And you're going to move the leg, right? So we moved first our trunk over our hips to stand. Now you're going to move the leg relative to the rest of you. So with the foot flexed, you're going to move it a little bit in front of you and a little bit behind. So it's up in the air, foot flexed, you're still breathing, and you're feeling what's happening inside the hip joint. And when I say feel, in your mind, right? And you're not rolling forward and back. How does this change what's occurring inside the hip, right? You're moving the leg in the socket. And when you get tired, you can let the leg rest. So you really try to keep this leg parallel, right? It's hard, I know. Lindsay, beautiful. Okay, pause for a minute. We'll try it one more time. So what's really important is that you begin to feel moving inside that hip socket, but you're not turning the pelvis, the ribs, the rest of you, yes? Flex the foot, lift the leg, make sure the toes and heels are parallel. So again, your toes should not be towards the ceiling. The foot's flat. And then you just swing it a little in front and a little bit behind. And your lower back should be relatively quiet. If you have a very big movement in your back, that's telling me you're doing it in the back, not in the hip. Do you see the distinction? If not, let's all try to do it with our back. So if you take the leg behind you, make a big arch in your lower back and let your belly protrude forward. Now you've involved your back. Now bring the leg in front and round the back. Right? Now your back is involved with your leg. Okay, now can you separate that and just it's not a big movement, swinging the hip, right? Find this small, I'm going to say it's about a 20 to 30% movement in front of you and behind. It's very, very small before we start to engage the pelvis. Beautiful, Marlene. Excellent, you guys. Okay, roll onto your backs and rest. Oh, that's a lot of work.
Why did my left side get so much of a workout?
That's a very good question. You know how I love questions, because then it provokes thought. So I'm going to guess that you really used your left side to stabilize you. So we're going to, when we try it again on the other side, I'm going to encourage you to do less. It's not a big movement. So if you're thinking that it's something like this, you're all wrong, because that's going to involve the back. And then if you're trying to stabilize on the side that you're lying on, right? I said it's 20 to 30%. That means it's here and here, here and here. So you go past that and it's hard to stay on your side. So then you're tensing to balance. Does that make sense to everyone?
I feel it a little bit too.
Yeah, well, that's why I answered the question, because I figured a lot of you, you know, we're so accustomed to doing bigger movements, thinking big is the answer. What this lesson is so importantly about is the relationship of your foot and your hip for walking and stepping, right, and opening the hip. So in saying that, are we, before we go to the other side, how does the right side feel? Does something feel different in the hip? Right? Like almost there's a little more space in there. Mm-hmm. right? It's almost like as if it comes out of the socket a little bit. There's just a little more room in there. And then your butt feels a little flatter. Okay, so let's roll on to our right side. Once you're on your right side balanced, you lengthen the left leg. Remember, the left leg is lined up, pelvis, knee, foot. It's all long. Excellent, Lindsay. You're doing great. You too, Carol. Right? And once it's long, you first flex the foot, elevate the leg, and then you barely move it in front of you and behind. Much better, Lynn. Do you feel how different that is? Mm-hmm. So again, I'm going to encourage you. The smaller amount you do, you're going to get more brownie points. Because then you're not working other muscle groups to stabilize. You're really feeling, beautiful, Sandy, the movement in the hip. And Sandy, this is such a good lesson for you because you so much go to your back. It's so automatic. So she really has to go quiet to not go to that habit. And what it's doing is really opening up what happens in the hip joint. But I think a lot of you are learning you default in your back. Hence, back pain, back problems. Much better, Mary. See how it's getting clearer, right? You feeling it? Right? It's really cool. The smaller you get, the more clarity. Okay, take a pause. That's okay. So stay on your side. So we're going to try it again. And find that nice place. Bring it a little forward, a little bit back. Excellent. Pause again. So let the leg just rest. So we're going to add on to this. So this is going to be the first time that I'm going to let you introduce extending the foot. Okay? So if you want to explore that for a moment with your leg lying long, or you can lift it, but you're going to do the same thing. You're going to lift. You don't want it to go down.
Okay.
You don't want the leg to. That's why you're elevating it to be parallel.
Okay.
So the leg is lifted to be parallel. You're going to flex the foot. So now you don't move it forward and back. You just flex the foot and extend the foot. So can you truly feel this movement? Once again, now this is just in the ankle, right? You've now that you've clarified your hip joint, you feel how it's easier not to bring the knee into it. So at this point, none of you are bending the knee, right? See? Knee doesn't bend when the ankle bends. Doesn't need to bend. Not until we're walking. That's it. Flex, extend, pause. Now this time gets a little trickier. You're going to lift the leg and you're going to bring it to that place where it's about 20-30% in front of you. Keeping it there in front of you, the whole leg, you flex and extend the ankle. So bring the whole leg in front of you, right? 20-30%. Mary, that's lined up. How do you bring the leg in front of you? That's it, right there. Now from there, flex and extend. Remember, you're not doing this from the toes, you're doing this from the ankle. And can you breathe? Whew, that's the hardest part. That's nice. Okay, let's take another pause. Okay, we're going to try bringing the leg now behind you. So lift, Start with the foot flexed, bring the leg that 20 to 30% behind where the back doesn't get involved. Flex and extend the foot. Stay in that place. That's it. And you may be beginning to notice that depending whether the leg is a little bit behind or in front, you have a favoritism for the foot. Excellent. Roll onto your backs and rest. Yeah, just rest. Okay, so staying on to your back for a moment, let's bring the inner edges of your knees, your thighs, and your feet together. And let's try the movement of your ankles again. Flexing both ankles and then just letting it go. And are the knees quieter? Marlene, so much better. You feel that? Right? So something has to happen on the back side. It's not about the knees, right? Excellent. Now can you flex and extend? And can the movement be in your ankle and not affecting your knees, right? So the knees don't need to bend, just the ankles. Legs stay long. So much better, you guys. Excellent. Let it go. Spread your feet apart. Rest. So let's roll back over, starting on your left side. Once you're on your left side, you're going to lengthen the right leg, right? It's lined up with you. Okay, so now here's another. So Lynn, make sure it's, yeah, lined up, maybe a little more in front. There, yeah, that looks better. You can keep it on the ground right now to start with. So yeah, make sure you're not rolling forward or back, that you're balancing. So you're going to take your mind now down to the toes. Okay? And now you're going to think about moving the toes. So you're going to extend the toes, move them away from you, and then bend them back up. Not the ankle, Mary, just the toes. Now, once you feel how to do that, then you can lift your leg, keep it in neutral, and just operate the toe. So it's almost like you're scrunching your toes. I like to think of it as scrunching my toes as if I was going to pick up a pencil and then unscrunching. Beautiful, Marlene. Make sure you're breathing. Really nice, Sandy. That's it, Mary. Excellent. And let it rest. Okay, so we're going to lift the leg again, and we're going to work with both the ankle and the toes. So the ankle gets to be involved. The ankle will flex as if the toes open, and then as you extend, you curl the toes, that's it, as if you're going to pick something up. And then you flex, so you lift the leg. What?
I'm afraid I'm going to get cramps. It feels like there's a threat with my toe.
Yeah, so when you think of curling the toes as you extend, right, be nice to them. Just think, oh, they're going to curl around to get a pencil. Okay, so knees stay straight, Marlene. Yep. Excellent. Okay, rest it for a minute. We're going to let all the foot stuff go for a moment. Just pause. And we're going to have you come back to lifting up that leg, holding the foot flexed, and then just so subtly bringing it a little bit in front and a little bit behind to see how that feels now. How is the movement in the hip joint? Excellent. Let's roll onto your back and rest. And let's roll over onto your right side. Left leg long. You're going to lift it, and remember, you're going to combine the toes and the foot. So the ankle bends, it extends and curls the toes, and then you flex. And then you can try doing it just with the toes, just with the ankle. So maybe as you break it apart and put it back together, you ask yourself, any of you that are starting to feel cramps, is the cramping about the ankle or is it about the toes? That's it. So can you soften the movement so the cramping disappears? And breathe. Really good. And rest your leg. And now, like, let's lift the left leg again, flex the foot, and then just bring it a little bit in front and behind. Just really feeling that movement in the hip joint. Really clarifying for yourself where that's at. Excellent. Okay, roll onto your backs and let's really rest. While you're resting on your back, bring your hands back to your belly, just comfortably resting them there so that you can sense your breath and your breathing, noticing if anything's different. Bring back into your thought. We're going to start with the right foot. Drawing a line. Let your feet be relaxed, turned out, your legs spread apart. Just be comfy. But you're going to draw a line on the outer edge of your right foot, bringing it up to the little pinky toe, feeling the pillow. Right, you come over the pad, so that's the back side of the toe. You're not doing where your toenails are. And your line goes from the little pinky toe to the fourth toe, to the third toe, which is the middle toe, the second toe, the big toe. And in some strange way, have the pads changed a little bit? Do they feel thicker? They're more like pillows now, right? It's so bizarre, this work. Right? I mean, just sense that. And then coming along the inside edge of the big toe, slowly traveling down that curve, approaching the inside of the heel. And then once you've connected your whole circle, can you have in your thought and in your mind the pillows or the pads of all the toes? So just lying there, can you get a sense of all those toes on the right foot, the pillows and the pad? and how that right foot, that right leg feels, that right hip joint feels, and your breath and your breathing. And then we're going to move over to the left foot. So you're going to keep the right foot kind of in the background as we move over to the left foot and start to draw your line on the outer edge, coming up to the pinky toe. Again, drawing this line where the pads are, from the pinky toe to the fourth toe to your third toe or middle toe to the second, over to the big toe, sensing and noticing how the pads and the pillows of the toes have gotten, it's like they swelled up, they're thicker, they're softer, right? Think of a pillow, right? It's puffy. The pads of your toes are puffy. And then you come along that inside edge of the right foot, caressing down towards where the arch is and slowly approaching where the heel is to make your full circle. And then can you sense the pads and the pillows of both feet as you're lying there? How they've become fluffier and thicker? Sensing your breath and your breathing under your hands. Excellent. So from here, you're going to slowly and gently roll to your side. We're not quite done, but we're going to come up to standing so that you can feel how you feel in standing now from this lesson. So once you're up to standing, again, just stand and take your mind right down to your feet again. And we started with the tripod, but there's a lot more going on in there now. Oh, so now lots of padding and pillows, right? I mean, it's so cool to feel under each of the toes, right? Like that is really distant for most of us. So just sense how that's there for you. And then the weight on the ball of the big toe and the pinky toe and the weight of the heel. How much more of the whole foot is there? And then as you travel up, sensing and feeling how you're more in center in the hip joint. How does all that feel? Right? But isn't it kind of cool to feel the pads under the toes? Like, wow. Like, you know, we're hard on our feet. We just... Usually they're very rigid and frozen and we step on one part and, right? So now you've got this fluffy, nice padding, right? Especially in the toes. Then go ahead and just walk around the room a little bit and see how you feel in walking.